Welcome to the Life Accelerated Podcast, where it's time to accelerate your life. My name is Jason Boyd, founder and creator of Life Accelerated. This podcast is dedicated to helping you create your life. Thank you for listening. Now let's get started. It's time to accelerate your life.
Hello and good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Life Accelerator Podcast, episode number 134 on this lovely Monday morning, October the 15th. Folks, I hope y'all had a wonderful weekend. Had a chance to take my daughter out of town to where I grew up at, hang out with my best friend, his wife, and kids. Always a great time up there. I want to thank you guys for the hospitality. Chloe and I absolutely love visiting y'all. And the pumpkin patch was a muddy mess this year, but always a great time to see you guys and hang out. One of the things I love most about going to my hometown to visit my best friend and his wife and kids is watching our kids grow up together like we did. And it's neat because you see a lot of You get reminded of a lot of what we were doing as kids as you watch them grow. And it's just really a blessing that we have kids that are close to the same age. And it's just a great piece of my life, especially to take my daughter home to where I grew up and to be a part of my history and where I came from. Always, always fun. Thank you guys again. All right, get over to lifeaccelerated.net, check it out, email us at jason.boyd@lifeaccelerated.net. I want to hear from you, and today is the start of annual open enrollment for Medicare and Medicare prescription drug coverage. I'm going to talk a lot about that today, hashtag Medicare Monday, make it happen Monday. I'm going to change some things up throughout this next 9 weeks, talk about my insurance career as well as the Life Accelerated coaching and just a little bit about life in general. So today I want to start with annual open enrollment and explain what that is real quick. This is a time period from October 15th through December 7th where seniors are allowed to look into other options for 2019 as far as prescription drug coverage goes and Medicare Advantage plans go. Now, what I've learned is with the changes on an annual basis, it's always worth looking into what else is out there for 2019 and, of course, every year going forward. I love to do these reviews and help families save money, and that's what it's about because seniors are generally on their Social Security income as it is. So any chance I get to put money back in their bank account, I absolutely love it. And one of the reasons I'm successful as an insurance agent is because I do what's best for the clients. Now, that might not always be my products and what I offer. And if that's the case, then that's fine. You got to do what's best for them no matter what because it's important to them and their family. And you would hate to have them in a situation to where they're spending money they don't need to be spending. And since we do no advertising and I don't do any advertising, I'd much rather have a referral from them saying to their friends that, hey, you need to listen to what this guy has to say because he led us in the right direction, rather than other comments that could be out there based on me not doing what I do correctly. So today's Power 3, Medicare Monday, Make It Happen Monday, let's get started. Number one, those who receive Medicare benefits, annual open enrollment starts today. This is October 15th through December 7th. It's time for a free review to get updated on the 2019 changes. Let's make it happen. Quote, make your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears, Nelson Mandela. And the reason I put that in there today is because every year, what I've seen in the industry is seniors are hoping for change. They are hoping for something better. Now, whether they do something with those hopes, I don't know, because not everybody is willing to take the time to check out their options because of their whatever it may be, because they like their plan, because maybe they can't health qualify. Who knows what the situation is? But what I've found over 5 years is when I give folks the opportunity to see what they have versus what else is available, there's almost always a better option out there to save them money, and especially when it comes to prescription drugs. So my point with the quote again is to not have fear in what is available, but to have hopes that you get better coverage, which is available. I promise you that. Number two today, God's dream for your life is much bigger than the vision of your vision of your life. And the reason I say this is because I think a lot of times we keep blinding ourselves and blocking our potential because we are afraid to really go all in and see what we're capable of. And I know that our God has a huge vision for our life that we can't even comprehend. If we just get into the Word and study it more, you can find how to become the person you're supposed to become. It's in there. We just got to take the time to really dive in, level up our lives, and step into our destiny. Isaiah 40:31, and I absolutely love this Bible verse, probably one of my favorites. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on the wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Listen, just dive into your faith a little bit deeper. I promise your life will change. God's plan is bigger than our plan. Trust me, the moment you see and understand that and what you're capable of and what God's capable of, more importantly, your life will change and you will start to go in the direction you desire. Number three today, and I love this because I think a lot of times the world wants to label children with this disorder, that disorder, or whatever it is, but honestly, in my personal opinion, it's about parents being parents. But anyways, let your children be children. Let them get dirty, let them play, let them use the energy they have and just wear themselves out, and let them learn some things on their own as well. And I have an example of all of this from this past weekend with my daughter hanging out with two of her best friends. Is it's okay for children to get dirty. Boys, girls, whatever. Some girls, my daughter especially, loves getting muddy and playing in dirt. And that's okay. It's okay for your children to get dirty. You don't have to be a helicopter parent saying, oh no, don't do that. Oh no, don't do this. Just let them have fun. Kids are full of energy. Take them outside, wear them out, and let them just be children. It's okay for children to be children. And if you let them learn some things on their own, I think that's a valuable lesson. And I know at the beginning years of my daughter's life, I struggled with this because as a parent, you just want to teach, teach, teach. But what I've watched this weekend was that you can watch kids interact with each other and you can see where situations are like, oh gosh, how are they going to handle this? But they tend to figure things out on their own. And if we are raising our children correctly, they'll figure it out fairly. If that makes sense. An example was this weekend, my daughter was playing with her Nintendo Switch with two of her friends, and they all wanted to take turns. And they all just were smart enough to set it up on a particular order they wanted to go in and how they wanted it to work. And they sat there and played wonderfully together. It was amazing. So just let's pull ourselves back as parents. I'm not saying to let your children do whatever they want. No, don't do that. But we don't have to be over top of them 24/7 because believe it or not, children are pretty smart and they're capable of doing a lot more than we give them credit for. All right, so on this magnificent Monday, October the 15th, let's review. Number one, those who receive Medicare benefits, annual open enrollment starts today. That's October 15th through December 7th. It's time for a free review to get updated for the 2019 changes. Listen, this is the only time of year seniors have an opportunity to save money and put money back into their bank accounts as far as their health care coverage goes. It is absolutely worth sitting down with a professional to show you how other plans may benefit you. Number two, God's dream for your life is much bigger than your vision for your life. Now it's time to level up your life and step into your destiny. And number three, just let your children be children. That is all, folks. I hope y'all have a magnificent Monday. Let's get out there, start our week off right, and make it happen. Folks, I love you. Thank you for continuing to listen. Let's enjoy this day, for it is the day that the Lord has made. May God bless y'all today. Adios. Come back and check me out on the next episode.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of the Life Accelerated Podcast. Now make sure you share this episode and please leave me a review as it increases the awareness of the podcast. You all know what time it is. It's time to accelerate your life.